Amen. I thank you for being in the house of the Lord, and I am glad to be a part of the family of God. And I really mean that. I'm thankful for it, and I love God's people. And I believe you get saved, you fall in love with God's people. You'll love sinners too, their souls, but you'll really love God's people, amen? And you'll love the things of God and the house of God. I'm glad for the day when the Lord saved me, had changed my heart, done a work in my life, and I bless his name for that. And looking forward to the day when we leave this old veil of sorrow and pain and tears behind and go home to be with the Lord forever, amen? And that ain't a figment of the imagination. It's not a fairy tale. It's not just wishful thinking, but it's reality, amen? And I'm glad I am going. I know it. It's settled in my heart. Born again, I'm a part of the family of God, and I bless his name for his goodness tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll begin reading in verse number 19. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. I want to read a few verses through the end of the chapter, then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. God's been working this in my heart for several days, and I want to look at it a little bit, try to exhort us and remind us of how blessed we are at being in the family of God, a part of his bride, the church, amen, the body of Christ. And I mean that. I'm glad I'm in. Amen. This book of Ephesians is a wonderful book. Over and over again in Christ. Somebody said, are you afraid of getting too deep? How much deeper can you get? Amen. Oh, preacher, you got the deep end. Done, already done it 36 years ago. Amen. And so I'm in him, and I'm glad of that. Amen. That gives me peace in my heart, and I thank God for it. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19. The Bible said, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are building together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight one more time to stand and to open the Word of God. Lord, I do thank you for being a part of the family of God. Thank you for saving my soul. Lord, I ought to be in hell, but God, you gave me mercy, and I'm so thankful for it tonight. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Lord, I thank you for your people. Lord, what a wonderful people are the people of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. And Lord, we love you. Save that soul that's nearest hell in this place tonight. And we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse number 19, where I want to take our text and our thought, where the Bible said, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, for just a few minutes, and exhort us and remind us of this subject. We are fellows. We are fellows. He talked about the word there, fellow citizens. And I began to think about that compound word, and then this, the first word that makes it up, and began to look in the scripture where the word fellow is mentioned. Now, if you're not familiar with that word fellow means an associate, a brother, a companion, a friend. And that's what we are. We're family here. We that are saved, we are fellows. Amen. Here's what I want to stress to us tonight and remind us of this great truth. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. There are no big I's and little U's, no big shots and little shots. We're just sinners saved by the grace of God. And we are a family. Amen. We are the bride of Christ. And oh, what a privilege that it is. I don't deserve to be in the family of God. Hey, I ought to be in hell, but God, who is rich in mercy. Amen. That's why I'm in the family. That's why you're in the family. But I began to look at about six compound words in the New Testament that use the word fellow to begin the word. And I want to look at it and describe to us and remind us of who we are in Christ and in the local church. Can I say, first of all, in our text, we are called fellow citizens. Fellow citizens, for he said, we're no more strangers and foreigners. Well, he's referring back to the earlier verses of this chapter. We were without God. We were without the covenants. We were without hope. We were Gentile dogs, dead, trespasses, and in sin. But God quickened us, saved us. And the very moment, ladies and gentlemen, that you and I got saved, it put us in the body of Christ, in the family of God. And I preached it the other Sunday night, and I said again, that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is you being placed in the body of Christ. Amen. And when that happened, you and I are fellow citizens. Now, preacher, what's the big deal about that? Well, you know what a citizen is. That is an individual who is a member of a state or nation who has allegiance to it by birth and is entitled to full civil rights. I have the rights of an American wherever I go in the world. You know that? There are embassies in other countries. If you're in a foreign country and trouble arises, the first thing you do is to head to the U.S. embassy. There's help there. There's security. There's shelter. Hey, can I say something? Welcome to the embassy tonight. For you and I are citizens not only of America, but we are citizens of heaven's great country. Hey, we have a dual citizenship tonight, and we are fellow citizens of a country. Though we've never been there, yet our heart yearns, longs to be there, and one day we will get there. Amen. We are fellow citizens. We, ladies and gentlemen, are indeed a somebody headed some way. Amen. Hey, we're all going to heaven, all of us are saved. That's why I always say you better get used to me, because I'm going. Amen. That's right. No need to fight and get your hurt feelings at one another. Hey, we're going to be together forever. That's right. We are fellow citizens tonight. Oh, to be a part of that great country. Here's the good part about us being a heavenly citizen. We're on the side that's won. I'm going to promise you, when all the smoke clears after the old earth and old heaven passes away, God makes a new heaven and new earth. Hey, we're going to be on the winning side for sure. Hey, we're going to be with Christ forever. Amen. Oh, friend, we are fellow citizens. And I will remind you of that. We are all together going to the city whose builder and maker is God tonight. Well, not only are we a fellow citizen, but I thought about another compound word over in John chapter 11 and verse 16. That is the word, our fellow disciples. The Bible said in John chapter 11, verse 16, then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Hey, he looked at it, those around and called them fellow disciples. Now, what is a disciple tonight? Well, a disciple is a learner. He is a follower. He is a pupil. We are followers of Jesus Christ. We are learning. Amen. And if you're saved, you are a disciple. That's right. And may I give you another definition? A disciple is one who follows the teaching of another. And we are following the teachings of the Lord, the Word of God. That's right. Hey, don't ever think you've got so far you've arrived. Don't ever think you know everything about this Bible. You don't know as much as you think you do. Amen. We are fellow disciples. You know what? Let me say something. I like my preaching, amen, to be the bottom shelf and put the cookies on it. That's just how I am. I don't like nobody shooting over my head. It don't take much. I'll be honest about that. But I like to make sure everything's plain. Everything is presented in the right way, in the right motive, and under the anointing of the Spirit of God. Why? Because I want to help people. We are here to learn. Now, I'm all for shouting, you know that. There ain't nobody no more emotional than I am other than GW. Amen? That's right. But I don't tell you, you know what? We're here every time we gather to learn. Every service is to be learning. You say, preacher, that's an evangelistic message. Yeah, and there's stuff in it to learn. Amen. And by the way, you remember when you was in school, don't you? They always repeated the same stuff they told you. Even before they ever gave you something new, they just kept building on the same foundation. That's right. And friend, that's what we do around the house of God. We are fellow disciples. There ain't nobody better than anybody else. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If you got a question, come to me. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I am an honest preacher. And I'm not going to just come up with an answer. If I don't know it, you're going to get the answer, I don't know. We'll just learn it together. Amen. We'll study the Bible. We'll pray together. See, we can figure out what's going on. When I was a young preacher, I thought you were supposed to give an answer. It didn't matter what they said. I learned real quick, that's crazy. Sometimes you can back yourself in the corner. Amen. So I try to just look at it from a biblical standpoint only and leave it there. Amen. But we're here tonight as fellow disciples, here to learn, to grow, that we could better serve the Lord when we leave this place. Now, I'm glad I have something I can feel. I'm glad there's nothing wrong with the emotion of worship that we have. But ladies and gentlemen, the emotion is not why we're here. That's just an added benefit. We are here to learn. Come to learn. Now, I'm going to make a statement. I'm not being mean, because I am so glad you're here. I'm not going to preach the crowd on Wednesday night that ain't here. I'm not going to get up and say, bless God, they ought to come. I'm not going to do that. If I'm going to preach you that, that's going to be Sunday morning when they're here. Amen? And what I'm about to say, I'm not being mean about the crowd. This comes one time a week, but I want to tell you something. I'm not going to come in here on Wednesday night and get the pooch slip and get down and out because they didn't come. I'm going to weep and pray for them in the secret place every day of the week. But when I come in this place to worship, I've come to worship. I've come to learn something myself. And I say this all across the country, and I mean it. Buddy, when the first time we get the song rolling, from that point to the invitation being done, it is every person for their self. Amen. Now, if all you're going to do is sit there and be tore up, them ain't here, you ain't never going to get nothing. You're going to live out of here miserable and sad and sour. Amen. But just what you do, take it to the Lord, cast it on Him when we pray, and say, Lord, help me now. Amen. By the way, if we'll keep us straight, we won't have much time to worry about what everybody else is doing or not doing. Amen. So we are fellow disciples here tonight. Amen. So we find we're fellow citizens and we are fellow disciples. But then back in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 6, we find we are fellow heirs tonight. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 6 that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of this promise in Christ by the gospel. We are fellow heirs tonight. Now, you'll see the Fortune 500 being talked about, and they'll talk about who's the richest man or woman in the world today, and boy, all that they have and things of that nature. But I want to say something, and look at me and hear me. I am so rich, I do not know what I'm worth. Amen. You say, preacher, they're paying you too much. That ain't the bank account I'm talking about. You look at that one, it might make you nervous. Amen. Just like yours makes you nervous. Amen. But you know what? My Father is God. That's right. And the Bible said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means it's all His. There ain't one little square inch or particle of dust that does not belong to my Father. So, preacher, what do you mean? Well, I mean, if you can add all that up, that's what I'm worth. Amen. You are an heir of God tonight. That's right. You are of a royal family. That's right. Oh, the world looks down at, boy, they're always a-punching at us and all. But I'm going to tell you something. We are a part of a royal family. We are a part of the family of God. Amen. The Bible declares this. I thought about this verse today over there in the book of Romans and at chapter 8. Boy, I thought about this verse 16 and 17. It said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Boy, I'm glad of that. But it didn't end there. The verse goes on to verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, don't never let the world have you believing you're nothing. And I'm not talking about a false build up and pride. I'm talking about that we're somebody in Christ. Amen. Oh, if it really ever gets a hold of the fact that you are in, man. Someone wrote a song years ago, I'm in, amen. That's pretty good. And I'm glad to be in. That makes me an heir tonight. Oh, yeah. All this world talk. Boy, I wish they'd leave me something when they die, or they'd give me something while they're alive. Man, I'm going to tell you something. God's loading my wagon so fast every day, the wheels wobble on it. Amen. You think about this. What in the world? I know it'd be nice to have a lot of money. I'm talking about naturally thinking and all that. But you think about this. What a blessing. What a miracle. How God over and over again makes a way when there seems to be no way. I mean, that's impressive to me. Amen. You say, it don't take much impression. Well, I'm happy. Amen. To be an heir of God tonight is a great benefit. We are fellow heirs tonight. Fellow citizens, fellow disciples, fellow heirs. Number four, I'm going to look at several places here for just a minute. I want you to notice that we are fellow helpers and fellow laborers. You say, preacher, why are you using both of them together? Well, because they both have the same definition. They're meaning the same thing. These words are found 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper. Concerning you or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. He calls Titus my fellow helper. We go over in the book of 3 John and verse 8, the little book of 3 John verse 8, where we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Then over there in 1 Thessalonians, and I'll get the definition about these words in a minute, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse 2, it said this, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Then you can find in Philemon verse 1 and verse 24 talking about people being fellow laborers. Philippians 4 and verse 23, again he refers to individuals being fellow laborers, fellow helpers. That is who we are tonight. We are to help one another in the work of God. We are laboring together. Amen. This word, fellow helper, fellow laborer, is a companion in work. It means to labor together with, and to be work fellows, to be co-workers. That's who we are. Hey, we are not in a competition tonight. Amen. When I hear churches, and I have here lately, how some are growing, revivals broke out, I rejoice with them. I'm not fighting them. I ain't got time for a crowd that would fight them. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't the only army in this thing. We are not the only church standing on truth. Amen. They're all across this country and around this world. Hey, we'd be like Sodom and Gomorrah, as it said about Israel in Isaiah 1 that we talked about Sunday morning. If it wasn't for a remnant, hey, I'm going to labor. If you're going to preach the Bible, you'll preach it, the truth of the gospel like it is, I can work with you. We ain't got to look eye to eye on everything. We really don't. Now, I'm not going to compromise doctrine. Don't get nervous. But I want to tell you something. If we can fellowship around this book, there are going to be some different administrative type things people do. That's right. Everybody won't have church like we do. I'm interested in what are they preaching? How are they living? We need to have the Bible as the foundation. We are to be co-helpers and fellow helpers, fellow laborers in this. We are not in a competition, but we are all working together. I thought about this in our day. Our problem has come to this. Everybody wants to be the boss, and nobody wants to do the work. Amen. They graduate high school wanting to be the CEO of the biggest corporation in America or the world. It's not going to happen. What would you do with it if you got it? Huh? Be like somebody said, I'd like to wrestle a lion down. Well, once you get him, what you going to do with him? Because he gets loose, he's going to hurt you. Amen. Hey, what are you saying? We just need to labor together. Amen. That's what helps me and Brother Tim. Tim here, we're co-laborers. We are fellow helpers. We're working in the cause of Christ. Amen. There ain't no jealousy between us. And it's because of that fact we know who we are in Christ. Amen. Hey, so what if somebody wins more people to God? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, preacher, what if you don't get to preach on me? Well, hallelujah for them that do. I'm going to hold my corner. Amen. You know what I've learned through the years? The big farms, you know, they got all that big farm fancy equipment, buddy. They got it now. They don't even have to be in it. They can run it from a laptop or an iPad now. And it knows where to get to the end of the road and come back in the whole nine yards. But I got news for you. That thing ain't getting the corners. Too big. Something got to get in there at the corner. I said a long time ago, Lord, I'll take a corner. Amen. I don't have to be out front top dog. No. I'm just glad to be in the field laboring. I'm glad that God would even just let me do anything for him. Amen. I'm telling you, I do know me better than you know me, and you know yourself better than I know you. And I'm telling you, ain't none of us deserve to be sitting on these pews tonight. None of us are to have the privilege to tell somebody about the Lord. But God has enabled us to do just that fact. Amen. So we are working together. A church, hey, you got to have the right kind of preaching. It's got to be good preaching. Your music's got to be good. You better believe it. But I'm going to tell you what, if the people in the pew ain't hooking with all that, it ain't going nowhere. I have literally told pastors across America, you're going to say this to me, and I can't help it. I just told them it was. I said to one young preacher, man, he can preach, his choir does pretty good, but the bulk of his church ain't interested in anything. I told him, I said, son, God's going to put you somewhere. They won't do something one of these days. You just be faithful down here right now. I said, you mark my word, God will take you put somewhere. They're going to do something. And I've seen God do it over and over and over again. Amen. Why? They're just thankful to be a part of the work of God. Amen. So we are fellow helpers, fellow laborers. If I can do something to encourage you, I'm going to do it. Hey, everybody don't grow up the same rate in this thing. That's right. Hey, listen, we're seeing people get saved now that have no kind of biblical heritage at all. They don't know nothing. Amen. And what we're doing, be a fellow helper. That's right. We need to help one another. Now that leads me to my fifth point. Not only are we to be fellow helpers, fellow laborers, but we're fellow soldiers. Amen. Over in the book of Philemon, I thought about this verse today a lot. Over in Philemon, at verse 2, here's what the Bible says there. And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. He talked about being a fellow soldier. Why would Paul write that word? Well, number one, we know it's because of the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The Lord told him to write it. Well, why are we being referred to as fellow soldiers? Because you're in a war. You're in a fight, ladies and gentlemen. It's not with flesh and blood, but it's spiritual tonight. It's principalities and powers in high places. And we're battling it tonight. Oh, we are fellow soldiers. Amen. What we need to do is get in the trench together and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Hey, everybody ain't going to doctor out like I do and cross the T like I do. I'm going to tell you again, they'll stick with that Bible. I'm going to labor with them. I'm going to get in there and fight the good fight with them. Because here's what bothers me the most. I want everybody to listen to me this minute. This is what bothers me the most about the church world tonight. We're the only army that kills its wounded. That's right. Somebody messes up, and you got people rise up, throw them out. Well, I know discipline has to happen in certain situations, but it's to be carried out a certain way. You hear me? There are steps to discipline in the church. It ain't throw them out the first thing that happens. You hear me? Hey, our job is that of restoration. Whatever we're doing, it is so they can get restored. And I want to say this, and when everybody look at me just a minute, before you ever get hollering and throw somebody out, what if that's your child? What if they're your family? Because here's what usually happens. When it comes to your family, you start changing your tune. That, well, there is an exception to that if you hate everybody. And I know something about like that. They don't like their family, don't like church, don't like nobody. All right? But if you got any love in you, I believe you wouldn't want your own family to get hurt. Amen. And I know you're going to learn something. It's been a year now. I'm going to tell you, you're going to learn a lot more. I am very slow acting on things. I'm about that to a fault, and I admit that. But I tell you, I want people restored. I want folk to get help. Everybody comes here ain't going to look always what you want them to. But I'm telling you something, they need the Word of God. Amen. They do. Hey, don't you mess up. Huh? Now, we want to categorize sin, but sin ain't categorized. It's all sin. That's right. And friend, we need to understand we're in this thing fighting a good fight together. Amen. We're to have each other's back. That's right. Hey, in love, it ain't nothing wrong with in love. So, hey, if you missed the service, I've been missing. I love you. Just want to know if I can help you. Amen. Something encouraged. Don't be out beating and a banging on everybody. Help people. Amen. We are fellows. We are in a battle with the flesh and sin and the devil tonight, and we do need each other. Amen. So we're fellow soldiers tonight. Then let me say this in close. We are fellow servants. The Bible said over there in the book of Colossians tonight, and chapter 1 and verse number 7. I want to read a verse there. It said this, there as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you and a faithful minister of Christ. Then over in chapter 4 and verse 7, Tychicus here is mentioned, declaring to you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now, servant means you have the same master. You hear me? We have the same master. Here, let me go a little further with this word servant. It is one who with others acknowledges the same Lord, being Jesus, and obey his commands. Amen. It also means one with others is subject to the same divine authority in the messianic economy. So in other words, we have one master, and that's the Lord. The rest of us are servants. That's why I say there's no big shots and little shots. Big eyes and little U's. That don't exist. Now, I want to say something. The Lord has set up offices. Yes, the office of pastor. He is leading the local flock through a pastor. But that don't make me better than nobody else. I am just like you. I'm bone, flesh, blood. I have feelings. I have times I get mad. I have temptation just like you have. But God has set that off, and man, it makes me afraid. I don't pastor just half-heartedly, buddy. I'm going to tell you something. It scares me to death every time I preach. Because I'm standing between somebody in heaven and hell. I'm preaching to people that come in here tonight. You have thought so much of the demonic world today at work, or maybe something happening with family members that's just absolutely beating upon you, and you come in here, and my heart, I want to try to give you something that'll help you stay in this thing. Amen. That's why I preach like I do on Wednesday. I'm trying to preach to gear to help you, exhort you. I'm reminding us we are fellow servants. And what a privilege. Amen. I mean, listen to me. I'm not serving him because I have to. I'm doing it because I love him. Amen. I'm free. You can't get no more free than I am, and you are as a child of God. But the love of Christ is constraining me tonight. And I just, because I love him, I want to serve him. I tithe because I love him. Amen. I pray and talk to him because I love him. You like to talk to people you love, don't you? Amen. Hey, you do a lot of stuff for somebody you love. That's right. Oh, friend tonight, we're just fellow servants, and I love him, and I want to serve him. Hey, may the Lord always help us be reminded. We're the family of God. We're together. I need you, and you need me. And you need those on that side of the church, and y'all need this side over here, and all in between. Amen? Because I want to tell you something. Monday night when that call came from Miss Ariel, and I'm running up the hospital, and some other folk church found out and came by, I want to tell you something. I looked at some of them, me and Brother Clay Collins was talking, and I wonder, what do people do that are not saved so they don't have the Lord to lean on, and they won't go to church nowhere, and when they have trouble, they think church all right. I'm going to tell you something. This ain't a welfare office. Our business in the world ain't digging wells. Old churches will do it. You hear me? That's right. Soup kitchen, bread, that's wonderful. That ain't the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church is the gospel of Jesus Christ. What do people do that don't have the church? Huh? That's right. Hey, we're not here to be abused by the world. I do want you to know it. It happens, yes, but that ain't why God left us here. He left us here to get the gospel out. Amen. That's our goal. So together, Gateway, together, we're just going to serve the Lord until he comes. Amen. We're going to love one another. Hey, we're going to get on each other's last nerve. You sure will, and I will. Right. It's just how we are, but we love one another. Man, I've gotten fights with my brothers before. Growing up, we didn't fight all the time. We just didn't. Me and my younger brother have always been close, but every now and then we'd get in a good fight. But I'll tell you one thing. We fought a lot growing up. There's a bully up the road from us. I'm just confessing, good for the soul. He is scaring. He tried to get us one at a time. He made a mistake one dark night. Us walking up the road. He didn't know it was all three of us. He'd go after our singing, "I Saw the Light." Amen. That's right. Why? We love each other. We're going to take care of each other. That's why we pray for one another. Do you realize praying for each other is the greatest thing you can do, and it is also the hardest thing you'll ever do? I hear people say, "I love to pray." I do sometimes. I worded that right. Sometimes. I'm going to tell you something. It's rough when you get in there and pray, and it feels like the heavens are brass, but you pray anyhow. Amen. And we pray one for another. Bear one another's burdens, Galatians tells us, so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what we're doing here tonight. We're loving one another. We're growing together to tell others about Christ. Father, take this message and use it tonight. Lord, I do thank you for our church family. Lord, we're grateful that you've given us a place to come. Lord, I pray may we not take it for granted. Lord, may we never, Lord, take one another for granted nor abuse one another, but may we love one another, encourage one another, help one another. Lord, even in those hard times when we have allowed our feelings to be on our shoulders and we're offended, God, help us to get it right with you and with one another and just serve you together. Oh, Lord, help us always to bring you glory. We'll praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed for just a few minutes tonight. I wonder, is there someone here that's not saved? just lift a hand and say, "Preacher, that's me. I'm lost. I don't know the Lord is my Savior. I'm not a part of the family of God. Pray for me tonight." Anybody like that on this Wednesday night? "Preacher, I'm lost. I'm not part of the family of God." Those of you that are saved tonight, maybe you come in here tonight with a burden of some kind, and you just like to make that known by lifting your hands and, "Preacher, I come in with something on my heart tonight." Amen. Hands are going up everywhere. I'm glad the Lord's mindful of us. I'm glad He's a present help in the time of trouble. I'm glad He said, "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." He said, "I'll go with you always, all the way to the end." Go, hey, when all this is up, He's right there. I want us to stand out. What are we going to sing, brother? All right, while we sing, this altar's open. If you need to come, your burden now, come cast your care on the Lord. He cares for you.